You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This came in from Megan with an H, by the way. M-E-G-H-A-N. It's a story of... It's basically the story of an argument and the subsequent kiss and make up between Megan and Brian. They are not married. They are boyfriend-girlfriend, but I guess they've been seeing each other a while.
We're boyfriend-girlfriend.
And now here's the thing. It's this involves some back and forth because I needed a little bit more information, blah, blah, blah. And I was thought I could just read her various notes, but instead I'm going to condense it down, and I'm just going to tell the story for them.
All right. Gather around, everyone. Gather around.
I will use some of her language, but the point is, we need a ruling, basically, is what she's saying. We need a ruling on this thing known as makeup gifts. And I don't mean makeup like makeup on your face. I mean like kiss and makeup, that kind of stuff. What they fought about, I will tell you this, is not important. But she said it was like a two-day argument, and she insists that he was in the wrong. We haven't heard his side of the story of the argument, but again, that's not important either.
Mm-hmm.
On the second day, Jeremy, he shows up with a vase of flowers that he bought at the grocery store.
How thoughtful.
Can't you even see him standing there?
How thoughtful. You always see those guys standing at the grocery store in line with the single bouquet of flowers, and you're like,
right,
you screwed up or you're in love. Those are the two options.
And he, all right, exactly. And he also had her favorite bottle of wine. And, of course, I needed to know, like, what's your variety? And she said rosé, so I immediately judged her on that. But that's a different story also. So he gives her a hug and he says, baby, let's not fight. And now here's her position. She says that makeup gifts are like bribery. As she said, quote, it's like he can buy his way back into my affection with wine and flowers. I hate makeup gifts, end quote. So I wrote back and I asked, you know, what she wanted. And she said just an apology and an understanding of why the argument happened in the first place is way better than some cheesy grocery store gift. So I wrote back again because of the way she said cheesy grocery store gift. I wrote back again. I go, what if he comes home with jewelry or something more valuable than grocery store flowers? Is that a different thing?
Mm-hmm.
And she said that would be even worse. She's advocating for people to stop trying to buy their way back into someone's affection.
Okay, I've never thought about it this way.
I hadn't either.
I mean, did she say that he did apologize and this just was in addition to the apology?
She says his words were, baby, let's not fight.
Baby, let's not fight. Who is he, Justin Bieber? baby, listen. Let me tell you something, baby. Don't fight.
it's like that Shakira song. No fighting. Baby, let's not fight is not the same thing as I was a scoundrel, I was wrong,
I'm so
sorry.
Yeah, he didn't apologize, did he? He went right in for the gift. But was there an apology with the gift? Like he handed her the flowers and the crappy wine and said, I'm sorry.
No, he said, baby, let's not fight, and he did that.
And then he just gave her flowers.
To me... Oh, this is, you know, we're going to open up the phones on this, by the way. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. You got to call us right away. A 5-call says it all of this. Is it wrong to do makeup gifts? Is that like bribery? And does it feel like... See, I'd never thought of this before either, but now that she has put the idea into my head, I'm thinking, is it kind of saying to the person... You can be bought.
It is, and yeah, like I don't think anyone has ever thought about it this way before.
If I bring you something,
like what's the difference? I mean, why does it even have to be flowers and the crappy wine? Why can't he just walk in and hand her $100 bill? Say the fight is officially over. Here's a hundo. Yeah, I mean, really, what's the difference? Just here, just hand her some cash and say, baby, let's not fight. Would that in the argument? Would that be fine? No, it wouldn't. It wouldn't.
I find this rather interesting because I never thought about it.
But he is still taking the time to drive to a store, purchase some items. Mm-hmm. He's making an effort to show that he cares. So you got to not be mad at the guy.
I want to hear from people on this right away.
Please.
Do you agree with Megan that makeup gifts are stupid? Or do you feel like she is, like, gone off the deep end?
Overreacting a little bit.
yeah, what do you think? And she's like, what is this, trying to buy back my affection after we've had an argument? And she's like, I don't like makeup gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And we found that kind of interesting, and we slammed with text messages, which we'll get to in a moment. But let's try some of these calls first, too, like Benda, who's holding. Benda, good morning to you.
Morning.
So what Hi. Do you think about what Brian's doing?
I think he's in the wrong. He shouldn't be buying the apology. He should be owning up to what he did.
Yeah, what a creep.
What if in his mind he didn't do anything wrong?
Yeah.
Huh?
What?
Benda, thank you for
thank
the call.
Thank you, Benda.
No, seriously, we appreciate your call. Thank you. But my question was legit, too. Hi,
yeah,
Jen. Good morning.
It is.
Good morning, boys.
Hi, Jen. Right. What do you think
about Megan's note?
I think it's cheesy, and I don't think it's a makeup gift. It's a shut-up gift. I don't want to deal with this anymore, so I'm just giving you these cheap flowers from King Soopers, and
King Soopers has high quality flowers.
Yeah, what are you talking about,
any,
girl?
Any grocery store. Any
okay,
grocery
all
store.
Right, all right.
Come on,
you know,
flowers.
I mean, it's
flower.
Not taking the time and making an effort, sitting there and listening.
It is an effort, though. He went to the store. He paid money. He looked for beautiful flowers and a bottle of her favorite wine. That is effort.
I do have to say, Jen,
it's
that
a minimal
I love,
effort at that. But
I will tell you that I agree with your. It's not a makeup. It's a shut up. I mean, that's put in a funny
I don't
way.
Deal
but
deal with this.
Let me read you a message that just came in, Jen, from Angela, and see what you think about this. Angela says, "Come on, get real. We all know ladies bribe to get our way, too. We just offer up sexy time to end an argument or cheer up our grumpy man. He's just turning the tables on us." And that's from Hot Angela.
Hot Angela.
So you all do the same thing to us.
I don't agree with that. I don't think everybody does. I think that's very superficial. I think just sitting and apologizing sincerely and actually making her feel heard and understood would have gone a lot further than just like,
all right,
here,
flowers.
You know, I mean, it doesn't sound like he even really sincerely apologized.
Well, now, hold on a second. Listen, first of all, thank you for the call, and that's a very thoughtful response.
It is. Thank you.
We appreciate that. I want to respond to that he, you know, quote, he didn't even really apologize, because there's another angle to this that we probably should talk about that will be a very unpopular thing to say, but I think it needs to be said. But first, I want to hear what Nicole has to say. Nicole, good morning.
Good morning.
So, what do you think?
Okay, so have you guys heard of the book? It's Languages of Love.
Don't even start with a love language.
About a thousand
Nicole.
Times we've heard
we've
of it.
We've covered it on the show a thousand
His
times.
His love language is gifts, right?
No, this is the first time you've heard of it.
No. Yeah, please
Good
tell us
you.
More.
Okay, yeah, we'll play the game. Sure, what is this book all about, Nicole?
It just came out. You guys couldn't have possibly read it before. It's brand new. Okay,
oh,
so
you're funny.
You guys already know what it is. You already know what it is. But so I guess my point is that everybody, you have to know your spouse. And if you, like, I don't know if she said how long that they've been married for, but, like, if you've been married to your spouse for a while, you kind of know how they receive love, right? Like, so if they typically enjoy gifts, then, yeah, okay, that's a great idea, but it doesn't sound like she does.
No, and they're just boyfriend-girlfriend, too. They're not married.
Yeah, they're not married.
Boyfriend-girlfriend, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Boyfriend-girlfriend.
But, you know, the love language thing applies either way. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're married or just dating. I mean, you still have a love language,
right?
Do
you get the impression, do you kind of feel, though, Nicole, like even an apology wouldn't end this argument? I feel like she's really, really digging her heels in on this. And I think if this poor guy even apologized, it wouldn't be enough.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know. I feel like he's kind of like...
He's doomed either way.
Let me go down this path. Nicole, I want to go down this path that I said is going to be unpopular, but I want to do it with you on the phone because I'd like to get your response.
Okay.
What if he's not wrong?
In the argument?
Yeah. So he came home and he said, "Baby, let's not fight." And he brought flowers and wine.
It's
and
a
in his
peace
mind,
offering.
He wasn't wrong. Now what do you say?
I mean, I don't know. Yeah. Nobody's wrong in the argument, right?
You got to revert to my trick, Dom, where you just do the apology even though you know you're right because it just ends the argument. You just apologize.
I disagree with that.
Yes.
But what I want to throw out there, Nicole, is that sometimes there are arguments, all right, and people don't want to hear this, where nobody's wrong. It's just that you disagree on something.
It's a tiff.
And so I tend to have a problem with apologies simply for the sake of ending an argument, when instead it should be two mature people, both sides, who say, we just obviously disagree on this. We don't need to apologize. We just need to say, all right, cool. Let's agree to disagree.
Go to your separate corners.
I love you. We just disagree on this. And that is way more powerful than people think, because when people just start saying, I'm sorry.
That's very mature of you.
Well, I'm just saying, if you start having to apologize every time there's a disagreement, I don't think that's always the right thing to do. Sometimes,
and I love it. I love doing it.
Always.
So for me, it works for me. It does.
Well, it works for me. It sounds like he's just trying to avoid a conversation. Because if you're going to bring the gift and say, like, oh, I'm sorry, I don't want to fight. Like, I don't know, pepper with a little bit of a conversation about the argument and, like, come to an agreement. Because otherwise she's just going to feel, like, unheard. And,
she just wants to be
fair.
Heard.
That's fair. But she said it was a two-day argument. So, to me, you get to a point after 2 days where both sides have said everything they can possibly say. I think if it had been a five-minute argument, you're right. But after 2 days of arguing about something, there's how much more conversation
do you
need?
That's why I'm going back to my original thing. Even if he apologizes after 2 days, she's not going to accept the apology. Nikki on our Nick
don't even know what they're fighting about.
Yeah, Nikki on our text said he made the move to give in during the fight, and she is just stubborn. She's blowing this out of proportion. Says Nikki on our text, she's blowing it out of proportion.
I don't know, Nicole. You made a great phone call. Thank you for being on the line with us. We hope you have a great day.
And thanks for that book recommendation. That's great.
we got to look up this book.
Yeah, we'll look it up immediately.
Here's Diana on the phone. Diana, good morning. Thanks for calling.
Good morning, boys. So before I tell you if I agree or disagree, my question is, what is the difference if he just says, you know what, baby, you're right, even though he doesn't believe it, but he says you're right just to end the argument?
That's what I do. And then in my mind, I still know that I'm right. It's fine. But the headache of the argument needs to be put to bed.
That's insulting.
So I'll just say, I am so sorry.
That's treating the person you're apologizing to like a child.
This is coming from a guy who's been with the same woman for 20 years.
Yeah,
so it works.
Congratulations on that.
It works.
Congratulations. You guys have been together a long time.
So it
works. It doesn't change the fact that just apologizing is treating them like a five-year-old.
No, I'm not treating them. I acknowledge we have the argument. We have the conversation, and then at some point you just have to end it and move on, and that's the best way to do it.
Well, look, whatever works for you guys, that's great.
What were you going to say?
After 2 days of fighting, don't you get to the point where you're now just standing ground, just to stand your ground?
You're being stubborn and you're worried about your ego more than anything.
Point out, Diana, that both sides are doing that.
Right.
So somebody's going to have to blink.
Both sides.
Somebody's got to blink.
He did blink. Yes. He came in with a peace offering and said, let's just not fight.
But he didn't say I'm
sorry. And somehow he's a bad guy for that.
He didn't say I'm sorry.
Right. No, I agree. You know what? I think she's being too hard on him. I think, how long can you, hold out and be stubborn and stand your ground? And it, after 2 days, this doesn't sound like it's a major issue, or she probably would have put that in her letter. It was probably something like you.
Most arguments are stupid anyway, Diana, aren't they? Aren't most arguments dumb when you boil them all down?
Right.
Anyway, you have been very thoughtful, too. Thank you for being on the show, okay?
Thank you, boys.
Bye.
Thank you. I'm not saying this is the case every time. Sometimes there is clear cut, somebody's done something wrong, and you should apologize. I'm not anti-apology.
Yep.
What I'm anti is apologizing automatically. If there's no wrongdoing, it's just a difference of opinion. And I think it's insulting to the other person to say, I'm sorry, your opinion is more valuable than mine. I mean, that's
condescending in a way.
It's not insulting because you care enough just to kind of end it. Put the burden on yourself, say I'm sorry, and let's move on with our life. Let's create happiness in the house versus
well,
the fighting.
You know, you and I can just disagree. It doesn't mean I don't
absolutely
love you,
yeah, Dom, hey, I'm sorry.
Here, take this bottle of rosé because it sucks. Glug, glug, I would never glug, want to glug. Drink it anyway.
Let me throw that right in the trash.
Great phone calls, great text messages. We will tell everyone who texted in. I don't know if there's a way we can respond to all of these today because it looks like there's a couple hundred now.
There's a lot, you guys, so thank you so much.
If you hear back from
and
us.
And a lot of rude ones, too, so thank you for those.
Shut up, Dom.
A lot of rude ones.
You should apologize.